something on last week's parsha. On Bamidbar, Chumash Pekudim, Kadosh Baruch Hu counts Am Yisrael. The Medrash writes that Kadosh Baruch Hu counts Am Yisrael every moment. Kadosh Baruch Hu is constantly counting us over and over and over again. The Medrash says because when something is dear and precious and chaviv to a person, they count it. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, he loves us so much, and he counts us every second, he counts how many Yidden we are. Person, you know, has a lot of money, so he likes to count his money. He likes to look at his bank account, see how much money he has, see how his stocks are doing. Person who's successful in real estate might want to count how many, remind himself how many buildings he owned, how many units he has. A guy in nursing homes might want to, count how many nursing homes he has. And Ruchni is a person who wants to, remind himself how much he's accomplished, how many mesechtas he's completed, how many daf of Gemara he knows well. So Kadosh Baruch Hu counts us because he takes such pride in us. That's what the Medrash says. So it's a little strange because I understand that we're human and there are times in life where we feel down, we feel like we're not accomplishing, so we need to remind ourselves of how many trophies we've attained. We need to remind ourselves how much we've accomplished to build our confidence. Kadosh Baruch Hu, why does he have to remind himself? Why does he have to remind? Kadosh Baruch Hu knows everything. He knows that every moment. There's not a moment in time where he's down on us, that he feels bad about us. He needs to pick himself up and remind, oh, I got all these beautiful Jews now. He always knows that. There's no ups and downs in the Kadosh Baruch Hu's mind. So what does it mean that Kadosh Baruch Hu's counting all the time to remind himself that he loves us? There's no need for a reminder for Hashem. So I saw a beautiful pshat in the Sefer Bikuri Aviv. I forget who the author is, but Bikuri Aviv, there's a beautiful pshat. Mit Hashem, you're all going to get married at the right time and become parents. And every parent, of course, loves their child. Now, if the parent does not say, I love you to the child, the child may not be so sure. Now, even though it's obvious to the parent, of course the parents love the children. But if the children don't hear it, the children might have some sveikas. They might doubt, do my parents really love me? They never say I love you, or they don't say it enough. Or the parents are not complimenting the children, giving them enough positive feedback and encouragement. And again, the typical parent, of course, I see the nachas, of course I see what he's doing, I of course see how he's steiging well, I see his midos, I see how they're doing so well. But if the parent never says this, and the children begin to doubt, do my parents see how I'm doing? Do they recognize? Do they acknowledge me? Do they love me? And there's a certain suffix in the children's minds. And same thing when you get married. You have to tell your wife how much you love her. A lot. And compliment her. And speak about how nicely she cooks. And all the things that she does around the house in the right time. You need to constantly give her the feedback, and she needs to give you the feedback, because although for you it's obvious, of course I love her, I married her, of course I appreciate the food, I eat her food. But if you're not articulating it, she may not be sure. So of course, Klape HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. Of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows how many Yidden we are. He's not doing it for himself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing it for us, that we realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. He's telling us, I love you guys so much. I count you all the time. I'm counting how many neshamas you guys have, how beautiful you are, how much accomplishments you have, how much you learn, how much you daven, how much chesed. Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. He doesn't need to count for himself. He's counting for us to realize that our parents love us, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. And so, so important. I can't stress enough how important it is when you get married and you have children to tell your children how much you love them. A lot. To say the words, I love you. Now, the previous generation, you know, many of our parents, I'm not sure your parents, right? We're big, we're a different age, but my parents' age were Holocaust survivor children. A lot of Holocaust survivors didn't grow up, they didn't have families. They didn't, and Europe was a very different style of saying the words, I love you. It didn't exist so much in their language. So many times, my parents' age, it wasn't part of the language. We live in a different door now, and the door that I live in, that you live in, it's something that's necessary. Speak about how much you love your children. There's more to talk about. I know we're supposed to speak more about Shalom Bayis, if we didn't speak that much about it. But Shalom Bayis and parenting is all very, there's so many things to talk about. So I'll give you a very, very important yisod. I could give a whole shmooze about how to compliment and different elements of it, but this is a one yisod about complimenting. If I were to ask you guys, between the two options, to give a compliment directly or indirectly, I'll explain what indirect means in just a moment, but those two avenues, which would be more effective? You'd all tell me, I imagine, the direct compliment would be more effective than an indirect compliment. Meaning, tell your child, you're steiging well, you're davening well, your midos are great, you did great on your test, you studied so nicely, the paper you wrote was beautiful. That's direct. That's most effective, you'd imagine. And you have to do that, but I'm going to share with you an important etzah that you also have to incorporate in the right time, because this indirect way is sometimes more effective. Sometimes a child might be skeptical of their parents. Are they really being genuine? Are they really being honest? My parents are nice people. Of course they're going to be positive. Of course they're going to say, you know, I love you, you're great, everything's positive. There's some parents who are so positive, which is fantastic, but sometimes they're too positive whereby the children don't really believe them. You're just being nice because you're my parents. But, am I really good? Am I really good baseball player? Am I really good basketball player? They're just being nice to me. Am I really good at Gemara? Am I really good at math? They're just being nice to me. It's often to have a child who's skeptical. It's just because parents are so nice. Like, you know, when I was talking to a friend just before, a guy from the shul, he was saying he liked my drasha. He said, I really like the drasha of the Shabbos. And you know, for me, I tell you the honest truth. I tell you when I don't like it. I tell you when I do like it. So I said, I appreciate that much more because, you know, the guy who's positive all the time, that's very good to be positive, but if you want to become better at whatever you're doing, then you need someone who's going to give you constructive criticism in the right, healthy way, with a good balance. You shouldn't be overly, constructive, but there should be a balance of how positive you are and how real you are. So the child might be somewhat skeptical, and my parents always tell me the truth. So here's the etzah. Maybe you remember, because you guys are still young, listening to parents talk privately. And children are always listening. They're always listening, even from the other room. You think your kids are playing? They're playing, but they're paying attention to everything you're saying. If they're in earshot, you think, oh, they're not paying attention. They're focusing on their Lego. No, they are listening. They are listening. I don't want to say we're calling her kids. But one of our kids, we have a name for her because she listens to everything. We know she's always listening, and she's so good at paying attention as if she's not listening, but she's always listening. But they're all listening. So here's the point. Knowing that's true, that your children are always listening to you, have a private conversation with your wife. I know speaking of wives with you guys is probably crazy, but having a private conversation, knowing that they're listening. Oh, Shmuley, I'm so proud of him, he's doing great. And your child's thinking you're really having a conversation with your wife, and you are. It's a private conversation that he's eavesdropping into, and they're being honest now. That's what's called an indirect compliment. Someone told me in work, he took a training course in feedback, giving proper feedback to employees. And one of the ways they said is to give indirect feedback, which is what? Let's say, Joe gave a presentation. I wasn't there. So I emailed Joe. I said, Joe, you know, David told me you gave a great presentation. And therefore, now he really believes me because I wasn't there. David didn't have to tell me how Joe's presentation was. But the fact that David came over to tell me, and I told Joe it was a great presentation, now in Joe's mind, he really feels proud of himself. It must be really good that they're talking about me. And that's like an intentional way of giving indirect feedback that people will actually believe. The point is, that you have to show, even though in your mind it might be obvious what you care about, what you love, what you like, you have to be able to express, articulate to children, to spouses, to friends, to whomever. Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing when he counts us every single moment. He's telling us and reminding us how much he loves us. Now, how a Kadosh Baruch Hu counts us is quite interesting. It says in the Pasuk, Mispar Shemos. Mispar is a number. Shemos is a name. Sounds very, very contradictory. Mispar is a number, something very informal. Numbers. Nazis, they gave us numbers. They took away our identity. They dehumanized us. You can't give a number to a person. And Mispar Shemos, names, is the most personal way to connect to a person. Kadosh Baruch Hu, not only does he count us every moment, but he counts us with our name. What's about a name? What's so powerful about a name? So I was borrowing, a few months ago, I wanted to learn about names, different names, halacha and hashkafa and machshava about names. I borrowed a sefer from Weinberger. Weinberger's got thousands of svarim. So I borrowed a sefer. And in the, towards the beginning, it has a quote from the Chida. Chida says that when you call a person by his name, not only is it personal, but it's also in a kedushin, in a pnimius way, you're connecting to the person's neshama. The essence of a person is their name. That's their neshama. So when you call them, you're connecting in the deepest of ways to this person. So he writes such an amazing thing. What happens if you don't like a person? You call him Katz. You call him Schwartz. You can't get to say her first name a person you don't like. Just think about it. Hope you like everyone. But if there's a person you maybe in the past you didn't like so much, you call him by the last name. You can't call him by the first name. You can't do that. It's too personal. Like, you're connected. You don't want to admit that you're connected to the person. So Chida says, when you don't like a person, you call them by that last name. Calling a person by the first name is a way to connect to a person. You don't want to connect to a person you don't get along with. So you call a person by the first name, you should. That's how you connect to a person. You call Mispar Shemos, the Kaddish Baruch Hu is connecting us, to bring us closer to us. He calls out your name, Reuven, Shimon, Levi. He's drawing us closer. So on the Rav Weinberger has notes all over his farm. He has very small handwriting. I also have small handwriting, so I'm able to oftentimes decipher what he writes. So he writes on the bottom of the sefer, he writes, Atzuva hametzius, that so sad is the reality, that mechanchim korem es atamidim v'shem mishpachta. He called them by the last name. Okay, Katz, you go to the back of the room, you go sit over there, everyone by the last name. Asulin, Levin, Schwartz, everyone by the last name. There's no connection. No connections. The Rebbe has to connect to the Talmidim. Call them by the first names. Reuven, Shimon, Levi. That's how you connect to a person. I saw recently, maybe you saw this also, there's a video going around with Soloveitchik, if I'm calling by his last name now, but Rav Soloveitchik was on a video speaking at some convention, a Chinuch convention. I think if I understood the context properly, he was introducing Rav Aaron Cutler. And he says, can we please do away with the modern title of Rav Cutler and call him by the proper name Rav Aaron, by the first name. Rav Aaron. It's much more personal. And in a penibious way, you connect to the person much more. So there's a Maisa with Rav Pam. So I was once talking to Rav Weinberger about Rav Avram Pam. It's an incredible tzaddik. I should have told you, asked for a biography. You should get a biography if you don't have it yet. Fantastic. Just to give you a little image of who he was, and I'll tell you the story. Quickly, we have 2 minutes left. His last final public drasha he gave a nice word about the tzaras they would find in the houses in Eretz Yisrael. Chazal teaches, Rashi brings down, that they'd open up the walls and they'd find the treasure hidden. So Rapam says, it didn't happen that right away when they walked into Eretz Yisrael that they saw the tzaras. It could have been 25 years later. And they found the tzaras and there was a treasure. Now imagine, this guy, for 25 years, he was sitting in a house. Little did he know, he was sitting on top of gold, silver, right on top, right beneath his nose. He had treasure he didn't know about for 25 years. But Pam said to all parents, to all mechanchim, every single child is sitting on a treasure. And it's your obligation as a parent, as a Rebbe, as a mechanich, to bring out, to expose, to reveal the treasure, the greatness that every child sits on. That was his motto. So I was talking to Rav Weinberger a few years ago about Rav Pam. He said he met him a couple of times. And one of the times he met him, Weinberger was invited to some type of a gathering of mechanchim. And the beginning of the conference opened up with a round table discussion. Rav Pam was at the head. He opened up the conversation with the following question. Which one word does every single Talmud want to hear from their Rebbe? And many people made various suggestions. No one got the answer right. Rav Pam says, their name. They want their Rebbe to know their name, to call them by the name. Something very, very personal. A big connection. Mispar Shemos. Kadosh Baruch Hu counts us every moment. Kadosh Baruch Hu loves us every moment. Kadosh Baruch Hu calls us by our name. He draws us closer. Mirtz Hashem, we should feel that, find the chizik within that, the connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu as we draw closer to Kabbalah Satorah. We should have a very strong Kabbalah Satorah, to have a year full of learning and closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu.